This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land a home. If I must this land at all until I die. This land is mine.
Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 226, December 2nd. Hanukkah is still, upon us? Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, we still have Hanukkah. I have a couple of Hanukkah selections to play. Two that sort of tickled my fancy, if you will. And we have heard Richard Tucker with the Exodus song. And first, let me tell you that this coming Saturday, Motzei Shabbos, at Lincoln Square Synagogue, you can hear Yonki Lemmer, Sherwood Goffin, and Netanel Herstick at Lincoln Square Synagogue, an outstanding concert. I'm sure it'll be sold out, so take my advice, contact the shul. I'll be giving you information. If you don't get my calendar, you can email me and I'll put you on the calendar, because the information will be going out again later on this week. And of course, the week thereafter, you know about Helfgott and Shickoff. Now, Neil Shickoff is the son of the late cantor Sidney Shickoff. I'll be playing Sidney Shickoff later. Shickoff was friends with Richard Tucker, and that's the connection. It's Richard Tucker's celebrating the 100th anniversary of Richard Tucker's birth, and that's why Neil Shickoff will be singing, a great Metropolitan Opera singer. More about that. In any event, we started with Exodus, and this land is not just mine, it's ours. it's ours, and this nonsense about occupation. As Naftali Bennett said, and I've heard him speak three times in the last week or so, you can't be accused of occupying your own home. Okay, that's something that we have to respond to, the whole idea that we are occupying our own land. And it is our land. At the very worst, it's disputed land, but at the very best, all legalities show that it certainly doesn't belong to the Arabs. Okay, I mentioned that there were a couple of selections for Hanukkah that sort of tickled me a little bit, and perhaps you'll enjoy this one. This is Sam Glazer. I have to play more of, listen to more of Sam Glazer's music. I have most of his CDs. Let's hear Latkes. I'm all latked out.
Every Friday night, and when it's Pesach time, matzah fills my appetite. But every Hanukkah you hear me say, one thing makes me feel okay. Latkes, sour cream.
Latkes. Oh, well, by the way, last Sunday night, how many latkes did I make? There were 40 to 50 people. I was at the stove. I had two pans. Cast iron, by the way, because, you know, to take a regular pan, it burns, and it's very, very hard to clean it and so forth. So I take the easy way out. I made latkes, and some people have been nudging me that I should freeze them, make them in advance and freeze them. But I tried them. Actually, I experimented. I followed the directions, froze them immediately, then you put them in the oven and low or high, whatever it was. No, that's not for me. It's got to be hot from the griddle. First of all, it's very hard to make a bad latke hot from the griddle. Those of you who are latke makers know this. Every time you try to make it in advance, it gets a little mushy or whatever it is. It just isn't the same. And of course, the other thing is the house has that wonderful smell, which is very hard to get rid of. Anyway, I'm a latke maker to the end, and that's the way it's going to be. Wait till next year, and perhaps you might be invited. Or become a member of Americans for Save Israel, and we're going to have an annual Hanukkah party. Okay. Now, the other, I hope you enjoyed that latke song. And of course, the other one that tickles me a little bit is this calypso, I Have a Little Dreidel. So one more time for Hanukkah. We're still in Hanukkah. Oh, lots of fun. I hope you enjoy this. I have a little dreidel. I like it. I'm sure you do too. It's a delight. Speaking of a delight, there are a couple of albums that I'm going to be playing for this first hour. Some golden oldies, if you will, the Ruach group and the Regesh group. So we're starting with Ruach, and the first selection will be Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, la la. Hallelujah, yashiru kulam. Bemila achat bodeda, alev male bahamon toda. Beholem gam hu eze olam nifla. Hallelujah.
Well, you know when that came out? I'll tell you what. I started this hobby of mine in 1977. Some of you may recall when I started with FMU. And I had 78s and 78. We'll talk about that some other time. But, you know, my collection of old records and so forth. And it was quite beshert, a coincidence that my first full year of doing this, when I was playing my old 78 records, you know, I collect the old Victrolas and all that, but in 79, at the Israeli Song Festival, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, took first prize. So these selections are primarily from the late 70s, the early 80s, and this next selection was very popular in the early 80s also. I think it was Shimi Tavori, Shimi Kinor David. You'll recognize this. Those of you who used to go to El Avram, you certainly, or to, where was it, down in the village? Oh, the Finjan, yeah. This was a very popular song there also. Kinor David.
שנים רבות שמעו בארץ ישראל קולות ניגון שירה ומזמורים בצליל קומי יוחד ובין אימא טובה שיר ציפור סמיר בין העלים בצליל קומי יוחד טובה שיר ציפור סמיר ברעלים זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך עבור את המיתרם כתוב ליבו ביין לתרם מלווהו את שירם זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך עבור את המיתרם כתוב ליבו ביין רבות בשערי ירושלם מצווה נפעמת בחלון מיכל הביטה במשעול ובעיני האור כי רוקד דוד ובידו חינור הביטה במשעול ובעיני האור David ve'ado chinor Ze chinor David ve'ad David ha'melech Aporet ha'meitaram Ketov libo b'yayin le'terem Melaveu el shiram Ze chinor David ve'ad David ha'melech Aporet ha'meitaram Ketov libo b'yayin חלפו שנים רבות בתהילת התהילים ומיתרי כינור דוד נוגעים אומרים ישנו מקום ובו הצדיקים עם ערב את כינור דוד שומעים אומרים ישנו מקום הצדיקים ערב את כינור דוד שומעים זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך אפור את המיתרם כתום ליבו ביין לתרם מלווהו את שירם זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך אפור את המיתרם כתום ליבו ביין לתרם מלווהו את שירם זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך עבור את המיתרם כתום ליבו ביין לתרם מלווהו את שירם
Okay, that was Kinor David, and that was the Ruach group. This next selection is sort of a classic of theirs, Back to Jerusalem. And as I'm about to play it, I was having a flashback to October. You know, I was in Israel as part of a Chizuk group, that Chizuk, to give energy, if you will, to the so-called settlers the heroes in Judea and Samaria, and we were in Hebron for Chaya Sarah. But I went by myself 5 days earlier to spend 5 days in Jerusalem, just by myself. No, I had no schedule, nothing. I just wanted to chill out in the holy city and walk to the Kotel, walk around Mamilla, go to Meir Shearim to see if I could pick up some records or CDs or whatever. And it's the holy city. It really is. And it's ours. And this next election, I'm back to Jerusalem, certainly reflects my own personal feelings about the Yerushalayim.
Well, it feels so good to be home again. Been running much too long, and it feels so good I can't rest again. I lay down my heavy load.
Open all your gates up wide. I'm coming home. Oh, oh, oh. Back to Jerusalem.
Well, it feels so good just standing here. Just to pray here by the wall. I can feel the pain of 2,000 years. A sketch of death on every stone.
Open all your gates up wide. I'm coming home.
Laugh aloud. Let joy run through all the streets. Someday we'll all be right there with you, singing songs of hope and peace.
Open all your gates up wide. I'm coming home. To Jerusalem.
If I forget thee, Jerusalem, let my right hand fail its need. And if I forget the words to sing your praise, take from me the words to speak.
Gates up wide. I'm coming home. Oh, 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 oh. Back to Jerusalem. Open all your gates up wide. I'm coming home.
Back to Jerusalem. I have to tell you something crazy. You want to hear how crazy things are. As part of our group, we gathered at the near the Kotel to go up to the Temple Mount. Now, the Kotel itself it's questionable, you know, how holy that is. But certainly on the Temple Mount, we know that that area is the holiest place for the Jewish people. And Rabbi Richman arranges for us to go up and so forth to lead us. So here we are, a group of 20 of us, and there's hundreds and hundreds of tourists from around the world in another line. We get there at 7 o'clock, the Israeli, now we're talking about the Israeli police, take our passports. You got to imagine this. You're watching tourists from Germany, wherever, thousands of them. I mean, we stood there for 2 hours. It was 9 o'clock. And finally, they said 10 from the group could go. And they closed it at 10. So we elected that the 10 people who had never been to the Temple Mount would be in that group. So they take the 10 up, and by the time they come back, of course, now they close it for Jews. And it's crazy. It was crazy. We're standing there watching, I mean, thousands of tourists. No questions asked, no passports, nothing. But if you're a Jew, if you're in a yarmulke, and you have to have your passport, 10, only 10 were allowed. Someday this horrific situation will be cleared up. But in the meantime, the humiliation, because it is a humiliation, that Israeli police would, well, they're just following their orders, by the way. They're just following their orders. But I guess we could say the same thing about some of the Germans. They were just following their orders. But I don't want to make a comparison that was perhaps too strong. But it's an intolerable situation, and it's a humiliation for the Jewish people. And someday I hope that this will be rectified. One more selection of Ruach. This is Borchi Nafshi. These are classics.
Borchi Nafshi es Hashem, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomio, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomio. Bochi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomiyot, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomiyot. O v'hada lavashta, ay marabu masecha, Hashem kulam kulam b'chachma hasisa, kulam kulam b'chachma hasisa malaret kinyanecha. Hashem kulam kulam bechachma hasisa, kulam kulam bechachma hasisa malaret kinyanecha. Borchi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomiyot, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomiyot. O v'hada lavashta. Borchi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomiyot, Hashem Elokai Godal Tomiyot. O v'hada lavashta.
Okay, Ruach, old chestnuts, to say the least. Another group, this is Golden Oldies. You know, you said from the 80s, that's 30-something years ago, yeah. This is Regesh with the Yazur.
Yeah.
That's V'Yazor, and that is the Regesh group. I believe that's Shmuel Brazil singing. I love something about his voice. Let's hear Esh Eschayil. This is Regesh. Notice that the instrumentalization accompanies the singers. It's not the singers accompanying the instrumentals.
Oh,
Aishas Kyle with Regesh. One more of their classics, and this will be Horachamon. Horachamon. Do we have it? There it is. Regesh. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's such a pleasure to hear where the music is accompanying the singer. And it's not that the singer is accompanying the music. And we find in the current crop of music, and you know, this is not a new complaint of mine, but the band, the trumpets, the drums, they drown out the singer. The singer has to yell and it loses. It just loses something. I long for the old golden days, the golden old days, but who knows? Everything goes around, doesn't it? Everything does go around. Okay, Alberto A. Mizrahi, a good friend. Let's hear Tumbalalaika.
Steht ab Ochruner Tracht, Tracht und Tracht der ganzen Nacht. Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen, Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen.
Tumbala, 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 Laika, Tumbala, 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 Laika, Tumbala, Laika, Spielbala, Laika, Tumbala, Laika, Freilach so sein.
Balalaika, tumbalalaika. Mädel, Mädel, ich will bei dir fragen, was kann wachsen, wachsen und regen, was kann brennen und nicht aufhören, was kann wenken, weinen und trären. Balalaika, tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika, tumbalalaika. Tumbalalaika, 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 tumbalalaika. Narischer Bocher, was darfst du fragen? A Stein kann wachsen, wachsen und regen. Liebe kann brennen und nicht aufhören. A Herz kann denken, weinen und rären.
That was Alberto A. Mizrahi and the wonderful album of Matthew Lazar, Maestro Matthew Lazar and Zamir Corral. That was very uplifting. Yes. Okay. Let's have time for one more selection. Hope this is going to work. Sometimes the hit the dials and you hit the, there it is, disc number two. I'm going to hear an album from an album, 1974, Kalbach Live in Israel. And one of the things it was sad to see in my own personal observation about Kalbach, as wonderful as he was and the great influence that he has had, very, very strong influence, even growing beyond his death, was in his later years, he lost it a little, the enthusiasm. This is 1974. He was 49 years old, close to 50 years old. He died in 1994 at the age of 69. I would say that as he got into his late 50s and then the 60s, there was a certain tiredness, I guess I would say. But this was recorded in Israel Live in 1974 when he was at his peak. This is Yisrael, Yisrael, Shlomo. At a live concert. Yes, time flies very quickly when you're having a good time. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music for Show number 226, December. What happened to this year? What happened to this life? Wow. Okay, stick with me next hour of Chazonis. And don't forget, next Motzei Shabbos, Lincoln Square Synagogue. It's going to be a wonderful concert with Yanky Lemmer, Sherwood Goffin, and Netanel Herstick. And then the following Motzei Shabbos, it'll be Shikoff joining Itchamir Helfgott. And a heads up, the 24th of December, a very special Kumsitz in the Upper West Side. Details to follow. If you want some information, you can email me, cbjmusic@aol.com, and many of you have my phone number. I can give you some information. But it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening. A post-Hanukkah Kumsitz. Okay, shalom, everyone.